Page 528, Biographical Notes. Theodore W. Adorno, 1903 through 1969, studied both philosophy and composition, the latter with Alban Berg. He eventually became co-director of the Frankfurt Institute for Social Research, which he joined in 1931, officially in 1938. His interests ranged from empirical social research and sociology of art to the meta-theory of dialectics and philosophical aesthetics. Nevertheless, the bulk of his life work presented in essay form is located at the fluid boundary between sociology and philosophy of culture. The major works of Adorno available in English are Minima Moralia, London, New Left Books, 1974, Negative Dialectics, New York, Seabury, 1973, Philosophie of Modern Music, New York, Seabury, 1973, Prism, London, Neville Spearman, 1969, and Introduction to the Sociology of Music, New York, Seabury, 1976. Walter Benjamin, 1892 through 1940, a victim of European fascism, has now come into his own as one of the century's most important literary critics, as well as a key neo-Marxist theorist of culture. Never an official member of the Institute, he was most important for Adorno, in particular as an older friend, a theoretical predecessor, and a debating partner. Three Benjamin volumes are available in English. Illuminations, New York, Schocken, 1969. Understanding Brecht, London, New Left Books, 1973. And Charles Baudelaire, London, New Left Books, 1973. A further volume of essays is scheduled to be published in 1978 by Harcourt Praise Jovanovich, but much of his work, including the book on the tragic plays of the Baroque coming from New Left Books, still remain unpublished in English. Erich Fromm, born in 1900, is a psychoanalyst and philosopher. Brought up in a religious Jewish milieu, he was one of the pioneers of a Freud-Marx synthesis. He eventually associated himself with the revisionist wing of the psychoanalysis and the humanist interpretation of Marx. He is still a member of the Freudian Washington Psychoanalytic Association, a member of the Frankfurt Institute from the early 1930s, and contributor to the Zeitschrift für Sozialforschung, beginning with its first issue, and also to the important Studies on Authority and the Family, 1936. His connection to the Institute lasted until 1939.
Page 529.
Major works in English, The Dogma of Christ, 1936, The Crises of Psychoanalysis, 1970, Escape from Freedom, 1942, Beyond the Chains of Illusion, My Encounter with Marx and Freud, 1962, Marx's Concept of Man, 1961, The Anatomy of Human Destructiveness, 1973, The Art of Loving, 1956, The Forgotten Language, 1956, Man for Himself, 1947, The Revolution of Hope Toward a Humanized Technology, 1974, You Shall Be as Gods, a Radical Interpretation of the Old Testament and in its Tradition, 1966. Max Horkheimer, 1895 through 1971, a philosopher by training, became the second director of the Frankfurt Institute for Social Research in 1931. He, if anyone, was the founder of critical theory. His major works are the Essay of the 1930s, defining the aims, scope, and method of critical theory. Compare the selection Critical Theory, New York, Herder and Herder, 1972. And two books published in 1947, and what he later called the Critique of Instrumental Reason, Compare Eclipse of Reason, New York, Seabury, 1974, and a second work written by Theodore W. Adorno, Dialectic of Enlightenment, New York, Herder and Herder, 1972. Otto Kirchheimer, 1905-1965, was a co-worker of the Institute for Social Research from 1934 through 1942. However, his political background, left social democracy, differed from that of most critical theorists. His major interests before, during, and after his collaboration with Horkheimer and others was relatively constant. The relationship of politics to constitutional and criminal law. Two major books by Kirchheimer, Punishment and Social Structure, 1939, and Political Justice, 1961, are available in English, as is the important essay volume, Politics, Law, and Social Change, New York, Columbia University Press, 1969. Leo Löwenthal, born in 1900-something, is a veteran of the Institute and one of its very few surviving members together with Marcuse and Fromm. He teaches in the Sociology Department of the University of California, Berkeley. His major works in English are Literature and the Image of Man, 1957, Literature, Popular Culture and Society, 1961, Prophets of Deceit with Norbert Guterman, 1949, and Culture and Social Behavior with Simon M. Lipset. Herbert Marcuse, born in 1898, is the best-known critical theorist outside Germany. His clear and courageous association with New Left politics made him into something of a public figure in the 1960s in West Germany, the U.S., and France. Marcuse joined Horkheimer's Institute in 1933 with a political background in extreme left social democracy till 1919. After a period of study with Husserl and Heidegger, most of Marcuse's major articles in the 1930s are available under the titles Negations, Boston Beacon, 1968, and Studies in Critical Philosophy, Boston Beacon, 1972. His best-known books are Reason and Revolution, New York, Oxford, 1941, Eros and Civilization, Boston Beacon, 1951, Soviet Marxism, New York, Columbia, 1958, and One Dimensional Man, Boston Beacon, 1964. Friedrich Pollack, 1894 through 1970, a political economist, was a close friend of Max Horkheimer. His major work dealt with the political, social, and economic consequences of the replacement of market by planning. Among these were Die Planwirtschaftlichen Versuche in der Sowjetunion, 1917-1922, 1929, and the essays of the 1930s and 1940s, now collected under the title Die Stadien des Kapitalismus, Munich, Beck Verlag, 1975. Pollack's best-known work after the war is The Economic and Social Consequences of Automation, Oxford University Press, 1957.